There it is.
There it is.
We're back.
Did I already ask you how it was?
No. Nope. It's your first opportunity. It was good, Dan. How about you?
It's good.
Nice.
Been a very busy week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I worked 10 hours on Monday.
Big.
But Tuesday, went to the Blackhawks game.
Crazy.
Which I'll come back to.
Okay.
And then yesterday I worked like 11 hours.
Who is he?
But, you know, today we're normal hours. Blackhawks game. Blackhawks versus Bruins, who Bruins, according to their record, are the best team in the NHL.
Wow.
The Blackhawks kind of pieced them up.
Wow. Nice.
They won 6-3.
Nice. That's my team.
Like, wow. Yeah.
I haven't watched a Blackhawks game in probably 7 years.
I don't think I ever have.
That's funny.
My girlfriend's friend posted tickets on Facebook, and they were like, really cheap. We had really good seats, and it was really fun. And I really wanted to see the Bruins play. Not that I like follow hockey or anything, but they're like the hottest thing in hockey right now. So it's like, you know, cool to watch.
Yeah, and then you saw them get smoked.
Yeah,
by not the hottest thing in hockey.
Correct.
Can things be hot in hockey? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of ice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think when I saw the stats, it was the Blackhawks were like tied 30th or something. It was not good.
Tied 30th. How many teams are?
I have no idea.
Is it 31? 32?
Possibly.
Seattle and Vegas were expansion teams. I don't remember how many teams they had before that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Maybe just Google how many.
Nah, I don't care enough.
I do now.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess 32.
32.
Was that the answer?
32. You're nuts.
Woo! I used to keep up with it, but yeah.
Almost last place.
Almost last place.
Uh-huh.
But they're tied 30th, so they could just be last place.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It was a good game because, you know, it was high scoring. Unfortunately, Pasta did not do the thing, as the Bruins fans say.
What? Pasta?
There's a guy in the team. His last name's like Pasnak or some shit like that, and they call him Pasta.
And he didn't do the thing?
No.
Huh. What would the thing be? Would it be puck in goal?
Yeah, puck in goal.
Oh, okay. He's puck in goal guy, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. But he wasn't that night. He wasn't on Tuesday.
No, he was not.
He was glorified figure skater guy.
yeah.
Yeah.
He made some pretty good plays, but and I see why he's so good, but he did not do the thing.
Damn, that's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you explain that in like League of Legends terms?
Okay. You are a solo laner.
Yeah.
And
specific player. Give me a specific player.
No.
Please. This shouldn't be that hard.
I know. I'm trying to not pick like Faker.
Palafox.
You know,
just say Palafox.
They are playing right now, and I also didn't want to choose the.
That would be a good example. Right. Same starts with P.
All right, you're Palafox. And you are getting ganked by the bot lane and the mid. The mid laner is like already there.
Okay, who is the opposing mid laner and who's the opposing bot lane?
No.
You're watching a game right now. Just take from it. No one would know.
Okay, it's Faker, Gumusi, Korea.
Okay, you're not watching that.
Correct.
Okay, anyways.
Say you're getting three-manned.
Yeah.
And You kill all of them.
Wow.
I would think, I would say that's doing the thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got a whole break. I thought I kind of more wanted like you to break down his performance on Tuesday in League of Legends terms. But that's all right. If he did the thing, he would 1v3. If he didn't do the thing, he would die in the three man.
You're like humanoid right now, getting absolutely fucking stomped by everybody.
Except his team around him isn't bad, though, because they're clearly in first place, right?
I don't think
Give me a better example. Give me a really good mid laner on a good team who just lost to a really bad team. You got anything?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I watched Zekka, which he's a pretty good mid laner.
I would say so. Former world champion.
Former current world champion. He's the current champion of the world in the mid lane. Mm-hmm. I watched him lose to Gen G. That's not a bad team, but that's a good mid laner losing.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. We'll just go with that.
Nah,
it's okay.
I don't think so.
I know. It was a bit of a reach.
Let's see. Okay, maybe like, you know, them losing to like Zeke losing to like Fredded Breon, DRX. I think that would be more correct.
Okay. I like that. That might be better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zekka losing to DRX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So whenever that happens, solid burp, we will be sure to...
His former team.
Bring it up. Yeah.
The world champion team, by the way.
True.
I was like, is that it?
That's it. No, I was just...
Are you going
to
say anything?
Were you waiting for me to confirm it?
I thought you were going to say
Dan,
something. So.
You didn't need me to confirm it. We were both there. We saw it live. We were at Worlds August. This past year. Crazy.
True.
Can you believe it's been already like 5 months since that happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Take me back.
Cold times are almost done.
True. True. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Peace.
You're supposed to say literally anything else, Dan. That's all right, though.
I know.
You really killed the joke.
Yeah.
So where do we go from there? Oh, did you?
I don't know.
We'll see who laughs at that, or we won't.
All right. Tyler 1 has invaded EU.
Oh, no.
His username... Or his summoner's name is FreedomFighter28.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I wish I could find a silly name.
I think the ARK69 is a pretty silly name.
Yeah, but not to everybody.
Yeah, but it's funny enough for it to, like if someone just randomly saw that, they'd be like, what is the ARK? And then you could tell them.
I've had people ask me.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the perfect name. Mm-hmm. It brings up conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there? That's all for T1, I guess.
That's all for T1. He is in Europe. Where's he at in Europe? Do you know?
I think he's in Berlin.
Oh, okay. So he'll be on the LEC stream eventually, you think?
I don't know. He could be.
Could be.
All right. I guess since we're talking about EU... And their split dish started.
Yeah.
And there were roster changes, like Leader going to Astralis. Let's see. All right, that's all I've got from there. Oh, no, wait. They have the All-Pro team from the winter split.
Winter? Who is it? Wait, let me guess. Hang on. I'm just gonna freestyle it.
Okay.
The jungler is Yike. The top laner is Photon. The mid laner is Caps, duh. The AD carry is Han Sama, and the support is Mickey.
Wow. All but one right.
Oh, was it? Wait. All were wrong except for one of them?
No, wait.
All
Other
were right
around.
Except for one. Was I wrong on Photon?
No.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Nice. That's a dub. So was it Bo in the jungle, huh?
No, was it El Yoya.
What? disagree. Whatever. That team sucks, man. Don't talk about Mad Lions players on this podcast, please.
Sorry. We have to.
I know. Well, that's shocking that it wasn't like someone from a better team. Maybe I just have a really bad taste in my mouth that Mad Lions left after I watched that best of three against Gamers 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can be good again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that new the spring split now.
Yeah.
Right? Has started for them. I haven't really seen the standings at all. I again was not able to watch any games.
You didn't watch any games? That's all right. It doesn't really matter. Because you know what? It's not about the games watched. It's about the give me something here. It's about something, Dave. What's it about? It's about the Mets, baby. The Mets, love the Mets. Go Mets, hit a home run. That's all I've got.
It is all about the Mets.
It's all about the Mets.
But
go ahead.
Standings are. Did you say earlier that Fnatic was in first place?
No. I said that they were last place, which they absolutely are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tied at last place with Team Heretics.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to believe that. I heard Yankos was sick, so, you know.
You know, Michael Jordan was sick that one time, and he
shit.
He, like, had a...
Oh, have you seen that movie about Air Jordans?
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the trailer for the movie.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah,
I got you. I know of its existence.
Yeah, I want to see the fuck out of that. It looks really good.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it looks fucking stupid. maybe it's the trailer. Uh-huh. I don't know. That trailer, it's really off-putting for me. I could care less if I ever saw it. I probably will watch it because I like sneakers. I'm a big Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to watch it. That trailer's not really doing it for me, though. I didn't see that trailer and think to myself, I want to see that. I saw that trailer and was like, eh.
I saw the trailer and I said, I want to see that.
That's nice. I'm happy for you, Dan. I'm really glad you got there. But me? No.
Sometimes, if you do see it, are you going to invite me to go?
Well, you see, it's on streaming. So you are invited to my Discord server to watch it if you'd like.
Let's go.
Let's go. That's big.
That's what we like.
Yeah. We love when movies that look bad in the trailer are available on streaming.
Yeah.
That's
I agree.
An absolute dub.
Which and you don't gotta fucking go anywhere.
I'd
you
like
don't
to
gotta pay money for anything.
Yeah. I'd like to say that movie trailers lately just have been so off-putting for me. Every single trailer I see for a movie, it just makes me not want to see it. Every movie. Like John Wick 4, I'm so excited for the movie, but every time I see the trailer, it's like it's trying to make me not want to see the movie.
What do you mean by off-putting? Like, I guess I don't know.
It just, it's like the editing for the trailers. Like, they're it's always so corny. Like, the lines that they'll use in it or the cuts that they'll make. Like, I know it's just for the trailer. It's to get butts in seats. I get it. But, like, there's something about the way most of them are formulated today, in this day and age, I should say, that are it's just not great. Which is, I go out of my way to not watch trailers. The only time I see movie trailers now is in the theater.
Usually the only time that I see trailers, or if, like, I don't know, there's a sporting event on and,
exactly. I was just
during
say,
the commercial,
like, the
there's
Super
a...
Super Bowl is where I saw most of the trailers for, you know, like, the Jordan
not,
movie.
Not even, like, Super Bowl, just, like, whatever, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But,
yeah, anyway, but, I will be seeing that. Probably.
Yeah, yeah, we'll probably see it.
Yeah, we'll probably watch it.
Should we talk about that movie that we saw, or should we talk about League?
Let's go ahead and talk about 65 real quick.
Yeah. It's got dinosaurs.
That's enough for some people.
It was enough for me.
Love to hear that.
It's got
Kylo Ren.
Yes, Kylo Ren.
Adam Driver. For those who don't
know. Adam Driver. And it's got some space scenes. And that's all you need.
You know, no, I don't agree with that. I did not like this movie at all. I tried to find anything that I enjoyed about it. And I couldn't. I was pretty excited going into it, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. When I first saw the trailer for it, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Looks interesting. It's a movie that is very all over the place. It's got a lot of flaws, and I I think it could have done better with being a silent film, actually, funny enough.
Yeah.
But the editing for the movie is also just very all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing's weird.
Adam Driver... It really did just feel like...
He does his best, but some of the dialogue in this is it's pretty tough.
unsavable.
Yeah. Just not a lot going on here that I liked.
Mm-hmm. I mean... I'm not super like critical of a lot of movies. Like, I like this. Like, it definitely wasn't like, you know, a very good movie or anything. But like, I still liked it.
Right.
And I like dinosaurs, so they kind of had me.
Yeah, they had your number. This was made for Daniel Norman Guthrie, mm-hmm. and that's okay. I'm not. I don't have any problem with people liking stuff like this. It just really mm-hmm. wasn't for me. There was, I think the one thing that I found interesting was when that dinosaur got blasted by the geyser,
mm-hmm.
and it was all like fucked up afterwards.
Hooked.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was like cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was at the last like 10 minutes of the movie.
Literally.
That was like the first thing that I saw that was like nice, and then
nice. That's
then,
cool.
Then the movie ended.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like nice.
It always seemed like there was that can't get any worse than this moment, and then it you know, it got worse.
There was a very funny scene in the movie. We'll just say spoilers.
Oh
now.
My God.
Where there's this like baby dinosaur trapped in like this tar pit, and Adam Driver and his new daughter just walk upon this, and she's like, I'm gonna go save this thing. So she goes over there to save it, and he begrudgingly helps her. They get it out, and then the thing immediately just gets ganked by, like, four little baby raptors. And it is the most hilarious thing I have seen in a bad movie in a minute. It was really funny.
I want to know what other people thought of us. Because we
laughing.
Definitely laughed at that.
We were cracking up in the theater. I don't think anyone else. I was like,
oh, shit.
I was very, very, very audible with what I was seeing. That was funny.
I was like, that was. I know there's some people like, oh, but that was the funniest thing ever.
So
it's like, it's like when you play The Last of Us, and there's a scene.
Yeah.
This cut scene where there's just like a rabbit. And then you're like,
it's exactly like that. I didn't even think of that. It's
you're
exactly
like, that's the cutest
that.
Shit I've ever seen.
And then boom, dead.
And then it's shot with the fucking arrow. And then you go,
oh, yeah, that was that. And I wonder if like they put that in there. I'm sure it was meant to not be funny, but like, do you think when they saw it, they were like, that's pretty funny? Like, and they were like, leave it in. I'd like to
like
think that they did.
The they're gonna be like the audience will understand how dangerous this place
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I think that's what it was supposed to be. But there's no way while
just,
like editing the movie together, they didn't see it and go like, that's funny as fuck.
Just straight comedy.
This is unintentionally going to be a bit in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna be funny.
Yeah.
You wanna give All you right, wanna Matt. Give it a number score? 2 out of 10.
It's a 5 for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above a 5, I might have had some words for you.
Yeah, there's no shot that this this movie goes above a 5.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Even if it's got dinosaurs, there's no shot it goes above 5.
Fair enough. It's good that you have a biased point of view on it, but you can see when a movie's bad.
Yeah. Like, you know, I was watching, I was like. At the beginning, I was like, all right, this movie's not going to be that good.
It starts off in a very strange way.
Yeah.
It feels really rushed.
Uh-huh.
And the title card comes in at such a weird time. It's
like 15 minutes in, like maybe more.
Yeah. I think if they let that intro breathe a bit more, it could have been, they could have had me, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. But then they didn't.
Yeah.
Also, if the movie was a silent film, I think it would have been better as well.
Yeah, if they could have done that, that'd have been cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about League.
Yeah. What are you gonna talk about, Dave?
I have no fucking clue.
I'm just gonna spitball it.
I'm looking at the what you call them, the standings.
Let's do that.
For everywhere.
Let's talk about standings.
I'm also watching CLG, who just won.
Huge.
And I kind of want to compare this to what I had in the beginning of the, before everything started, and see what I thought is correct. But I guess I don't exactly remember what my top.
Compare what? Oh, like our standings?
Or like predictions, I guess.
Yeah. Did we ever make predictions?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like if we did, we should start writing them down.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not keeping enough track of it. But I think you're right. I think we might have predicted this. One thing, we're talking about the standings of LCS currently, right?
Yeah.
I would say that this is very close. From like 4 to 8, it's like very close.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there's two teams that are just clearly out of it, just looking at the standings, and then everyone else is like, there's something here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We could game. Like, Golden Guardians in fourth place, that's some cool stuff. CLG in sixth place, we didn't see this coming. Team Liquid Honda, I think we both thought Honda would be a top four team, and they're currently in eighth place. They're technically last place team, if you're not counting Immortals, Progressive, and Dignitas. which you should just probably not count them because they are not LCS teams anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we definitely ranked TL way higher.
Yeah.
And probably Golden Guardians way lower. Also CLG winning the LCS. I know for sure that I've said that.
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not happening.
It doesn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible. I mean, you know, there's still playoffs. They could make it.
Yeah.
I think I didn't get to watch, or no, I did watch a CLG game this week. I watched their game against, let me see who it was. It was Golden Guardians, and they actually kind of stomped them out. This was a game they played yesterday, actually. It was a long game. It was like 40 minutes. For what purpose? Mm-hmm. I have no clue. It really didn't feel very close the entire time. CLG was in a pretty strong position most of the game. Stixxay was in the dirt. The only person on Golden Guardians who was actually relevant was Gory, and he could not 1v9 this game because he was on Jace, and if he got caught out, the game ended. And he got caught out a couple of times by Big Dokes. I think overall this was kind of just a comp diff, though, because I think Stixxay on the Aphelios, he was on the Aphelios with minimal peel, was just kind of always going to go poorly, especially if they fall behind early, and they did. And CLG's comp was basically just pick and execution at its finest. They had Yone, Sejuani, which I think is one of the best top sides you can draft, and their mid laner was Orianna, which is just another way to suck someone in. And saw some Zaya Rakan in this game, and it was good.
Nice.
So that means since they won yesterday and they won today, that means CLG's 2-0 on the week. So they're coming back. They're clawing back, Dan.
Best team in the LCS. Yeah. So. They kind of just pieced up Team Liquid.
Nice. Not Honda. They got Honda.
Yeah, Honda. They got Honda. They got their Honda
over.
Crashed into.
They ran him over.
Oh,
so, that wasn't that funny.
No, not at all.
That's all right. It was a good try.
So they just won. That means that they are going to definitely end first in the LCS. So
definitely.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
But second place team FlyQuest.
Yep.
I don't think I ranked them this high.
I think I ranked them top two, I think. I'd like to think I did.
I think I did at least top five or top four, but
I think I had EG Fly in that order, probably.
Yeah.
Which is not currently the order. Currently it's C9, Fly, EG. and this C9 team looks really good. I actually watched their game against FlyQuest from yesterday as well, and they destroyed them, to put it lightly. It was Blabber jungle diffing the fuck out of Spica, and Berserker proving that he is still the best AD carry by far in the LCS.
Big. I hope that they
had like such a big gold lead. They won it like 26 minutes, something like that. It was it was mm-hmm. some good League of Legends out of C9.
Yeah. Always good to see. Hopefully they, when it comes to international tournaments, they have a better showing than what they've had.
Yeah. I still have kind of a question mark on the M&S guy, because I've only seen a few games from him, and he's never really, like, popped off, but he's always been, like, good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get a read on something like, or on a player like him, at least as of right now.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. You know, I guess new guy or whatever.
Right.
So I guess I thought EG would have a better record than 10-7. 10-7 in third place seems crazy to me also.
I mean it is kind of wild, but at the same time it's like the rest of the team, so like after that in fourth place it's 9-7, in fifth place it's 9-8, sixth place is CLG at 8-8. Like any team that's not double digits in losses is pretty much competing still.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. I mean, it seems like it's very competitive, or it's just very like coin flippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's more competitive, but who knows? I definitely think that these games, they have a different quality to them mm-hmm. as opposed to other ones that I've seen this week.
Quality in quotations.
Yeah. It's
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to watch sometimes, I won't lie.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah. Like C9, every game I've watched them play, they've like just stomped their opponent, and it, mm-hmm. I'm wondering how these three losses even happened. Because if you get as small of a sample size as I do with LCS, you see a team like C9 play, and which I the ones I've seen, like I've said, have been stomps. I'm wondering who is even beating this team, because they look so good in the games I've seen, and they literally stomped the second best team in the league. They were tied mm-hmm. for first going into that game, so.
Yeah,
it makes you wonder like how far the gap is between certain teams, or if it's just different days teams play better, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's drafts. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's probably both. I always feel like the team who kind of gets the best read of the meta will usually prosper.
Yeah.
And it feels like the rest of the teams are kind of, you know, lagging behind, kind of the whole splitter. But I think it's also some player diff too.
True.
Because I think that they have some of the, obviously some of the best players.
Definitely. Blaber and Berserker, I think, are the two best players in the LCS at their position as of right now.
Yeah. And they have the synergy with, top side and the bot lane, everyone besides their mid lane. So
true. That goes a long way, absolutely.
No, I agree. All right, should we move to
Europe?
The
LEC?
European.
Yeah.
Folks.
I'm peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
What's up, Dan?
All right, so this week one is always deceiving, because you're like three games. That's not just like, it's not just like overreacting after one game. Like, oh, this team's doing amazing or whatever, but 3-0 for two teams,
yep.
With SK being one of them, and Vitality, who was one of the best teams in the winter split, but
yep.
Seeing SK up there is
which I would argue they were one of the best teams at the late point of the winter split. I mean, they didn't make a great
playoff run. The surprising part
is
them being consistent.
Yes,
I
did watch one of their games this week. I watched their game against Astralis. Both teams were 2-0 going into it, and SK just looked like they were on another level from them. I mean, mm-hmm. they played the map better. They out-team-fought them. There were a couple times where it looked like... So, Markkun got pretty fed early. He was on Lee Sin. There were a couple times mm-hmm. it looked like he was dead, and he would just walk out, and Astralis could not kill him. And it's stuff like that that really, like... It really shows you the gap between teams, because it was like SK was working together to make sure he got out, and they all also mm-hmm. got out at the same time, so...
Yeah.
They won this game against Astralis, by the way, in like 24 minutes as well, which I think those don't happen often, especially not in Europe. Mm-hmm.
I plan on actually watching some this weekend, because I have some time in the morning.
Yeah.
Both days, at least. This next team, Vitality, I think that they were fucking insane last split. They swapped out Neon.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Upset.
Yeah.
I wonder if Neon was upset by that.
Thoughts? Yeah, I mean, probably, but maybe the maybe the break for Upset was good.
So you think he came back not upset?
Yeah, I mean, after you left Vitality Fnatic and you know, see how they're doing now, maybe you're a little happy about that.
True. He should change his summoner name to Happy.
Yeah, Happy.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. That'd be pretty funny though. That'd be kind of like BM. Like you leave Fnatic, go to a new team, change your summoner name entirely to Happy. Like when Caps change from Caps to Big P Caps.
Big P.
Yeah.
Caps always had the Big P though.
Always had the Big P.
All right. So moving on down, we have Astralis BD, Team BDS, G2, all at 2-1. I mean, I think it it makes sense. You know, it's the first week, and it, you know, dropping a game isn't everything. But to see Astralis up here, really,
that is everything.
Yeah, that is literally everything.
it means a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's not too early to say this is the best Astralis team of all time.
No, Matt, you seem to forget that.
When they had White Knight and Promise Q, huh? Is that weird?
Yeah, that's the era that really. When I think of Astralis, that's what I think of, is that era.
That's
White
fair.
Knight and Promise Q.
that's understandable. I mean, White Knight was possibly the best Lee Sin of all time. Lee Sin top of all time, sorry. And, I mean, Promise Q, what can we really say? I mean, this man is...
The best of all time.
He's an MSI champion. He's arguably in the top five of European players all time. Name me five players that are better than Promise Q. That none of them have an MSI trophy, I guarantee you. Okay, actually, you could say everyone from that G2 team and then Promise Q would be the sixth. But
yeah.
I'm putting him over Mickey for now in the top five.
You're insane.
No, I'm not. I'm woke. That's a good take. Okay.
All right.
My third eye reveals it to me.
Lukewarm take, but okay.
It's a good take. You're upset about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm pissed. Team BDS being here makes sense. They kind of finished middle of the pack-ish, right? Last split in G2. I don't know. They'll be fine, I'm sure.
As long as I don't have to see them in the final again, I'll be fine as well.
Let's move down a couple more spots. So tied for six, we have XL, Koi, Mad Lions at 1-2.
Poggers.
Wow.
I hope I don't have to watch another Mad Lions game. I don't plan to. I can avoid those pretty easily, so.
I don't know. I think it's a surprise to see Koi down here.
Yeah.
You know,
but
as
again,
they
it is only three games, so two losses.
Yeah,
That's not scary to me.
Mm-hmm. This early, anyways, for the first week. Yeah.
Now, if they don't Mad win Lions, another, if they don't win another game next week, We can panic.
I think
if you start off 1-5, then you
can that's
panic.
Tough. That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now XL.
How
many wins they have spring split?
Like 3, 4, something like that.
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe they're off to a better start than they were.
Well, they're already a quarter of the way there if it was only 4 wins.
All right, and we'll go down to the last team. So Team Heretics and Fnatic. Fnatic I completely expected because they have Wonder is gone. And they have the former coach of Immortals. and that's an NA team. A last place NA team.
Yep.
So, you know, right where they should be, I think.
They also have the corpse of Reckless playing AD carry, and I don't
literally
know how much
corpse of Reckless.
Do. Also, I'd like to say I just clicked on them just to see their whole roster. Reckless's first name is just Carl. I don't know why it's so funny to me. He's got four names. His name is Carl Martin Eric Larson. What is going on here? Is this fake?
Say Ruxes.
Wait, hang on. Ruben Alexandre Barbosa Neves. That was not as funny. I'm Reckless's first name just being Carl. That's funny. That's really
let's
funny.
See.
I like that.
Yeah, all these guys are getting kind of fucking bodied.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Pick it the fuck up.
This Oscarin, Oscarini,
Oscarin,
Oscarinin, Oscarinin.
Yeah. Nin.
I think he's had statistically the worst top lane stats in the player's first three games.
Ever.
I'm not kidding. I think that's a fact. Which I think is really funny.
I also heard that he's an LEC rookie, so.
Yes. Right, that's what I said, first three starts ever. So it's
like, do we just let it slide, or?
We'll let it slide for now, but if he keeps up this pace and he just statistically has the worst season by a top leader ever, that'd be...
No way he could do worse than Astralis legend White Knight.
How dare you disrespect White Knight and put him in the same conversation with Oscarinini. It's not...
Oscarino.
Oscarino. Or just call him Oscar.
Oscar.
Anyways, don't disrespect White Knight, okay? He's
all right.
He and Oscar are not in the same. They're not in the same tier of LEC top laner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a White Knight.
Correct.
That's kind of all that I think. I want to watch some games this weekend and get some league back on the brain.
Yeah. I'd like to briefly talk about LCK.
Yeah.
Right now, T1 is at the top of the standings at 16-1.
What?
That is still crazy to me that they're only losing one game.
Watching
the games,
second place is Gen G with 12 and 5.
Pace has been, I would say, one of, if not the best AD carries in the league, and that's shocking. Going from ruler right into Pace, that is crazy. I mean, like,
yeah,
he is filling in some big shoes, and he's doing it like with ease. I watched a game Gen G played against Hanwha Life Esports this week, and they 2-0'd them, and it was not close at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was all Paze, too. I mean, this guy was massive in both games. It's some impressive stuff. And they also had Chovy on Kaisante mid. Love to see that.
Wow, that's new.
Yeah, and third place, or tied for second, is D plus Kia as well. I watched their game against T1, I think it was yesterday or earlier today. And they also got dominated by T1. this T1 team is—it's so good. They're so good,
if,
man.
Okay, listen. If this roster does not win a Worlds,
crazy.
It's literally heartbreak. I know we were like, like there.
We were there. We were at Worlds.
Like obviously, we had to.
It's hard to be heartbroken when a team like DRX wins it.
Yeah, when a team from groups wins it.
Yeah.
But if
any other team is beating this T1 team, I'd be pretty upset. I probably would have been there, and I would have been like, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though it was like, you know, LCK versus LCK, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, this year, I feel like if they make it to the finals, they aren't letting that happen again.
Definitely not. This team is constructed so well. Carrier, yeah. I think he might literally just be the best player in the world. I got to see him. He played Thresh against Dame 1, and he literally 1v9'd on Thresh. I mean, I don't think...
Did he go attack speed?
No. He was just... I don't think that there's a better champion to truly show how good of a support or just overall player you can be for your team than Thresh. And Carrier, I think he put on one of the best...
He put on one of the best
performances I've ever seen on a champion, period. I mean, he did... so much in this first game. It's ridiculous. Warner was trying to sprint this game away, and he wouldn't let him. He almost died like 6 times, and when you think he's dead,
wait, who?
Lantern, Warner.
Oh, yeah.
The hit jungler from T1?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, we're good.
But I don't know.
I just wanted to bring that up, because I genuinely believe he's the best player in the world, and I think that this Thresh game he just played, it might have shown just that.
Goat of this T1 era?
I think that there's going to be an argument eventually that he's the best player of all time. It's going to be hard for him to, like even in the game, he sprinted it on Lux the very next game, but he was still the reason they were winning fights. Like, this dude,
yeah, I mean, I've been
so,
there.
Have you? listen, I'm not so sure we should be bringing up the Arc 69's name in the same breath as T1 Carrier.
we absolutely should be.
Listen, I'm not so sure.
Only because we're both support.
Okay. One of you
that's
is
the only thing
support,
that we have in common.
The other one the is attempting to play support. That's not Flame. Comparing you to T1 Carrier is like, I can't even think of a comparison. It's just like comparing you to Carrier. If I get on too much of a tangent, I could talk about this team for the next 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just love getting to watch them play League of Legends, man. Even they stomped them both games, and I was glued to my seat. Couldn't get me to move. Love
sounds
that.
Sounds like I gotta watch some T1.
You gotta watch some T1. Uh-huh. That's real League of Legends, man.
But the rest of this, it's pretty close, I'd say. At least top four.
Top six.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, even top four.
Top six-ish all have a positive win ratio, and then going down, not so much.
Yep.
Hate to be Dongshim right now, or former world champions DRX.
True.
Anything else, or let's move to China?
Let's move to China. China. I gotta find it. There we go. Speaking of China, this is also some really good League of Legends.
I feel like you could just interchange all of these teams at some point, you know?
Like, yes. Any of these teams could be number one. I mean,
like,
from...
sure, FPX is at the bottom, but they literally could be first if.
So I did watch one best of three for LPL this week. It was Anyone's Legend versus EDG, and after watching that, I don't believe that Anyone's Legend
the first place team.
I don't believe that Anyone's Legend could be at the first place spot. I think that they did play some, like, they had some good team fights, but it was just never gonna work going head to head in team fight battle with the best team
battle
in the league. Mm-hmm. EDG, Hycan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's tough.
It's tough. I think we could out team fight EDG. I think I've got what it takes to shot call a team fight to beat EDG.
If we out team fought them, they would just out macro us.
No, we would
they wouldn't even need a fight.
If we out team fought them, we would still be down 6,000 gold, no doubt in my mind. But we'd win a fight. We'd win a fight.
Uh-huh.
I like our chances. Yeah. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kinda crazy.
Yeah. This this top two
RNG having a bad fucking year.
Well, they're in tied for ninth place right now, but if you look at it, there is like a four team tie for fourth place with Oh My God currently holding the tiebreaker that has them in fourth place, which I mean, Oh My God, this team.
Oh my god.
They weren't that good last year. But they do have PP God as their support, so I understand.
Unstoppable.
I understand why they're good now. I think the biggest shock here is
Esports down here. I mean, it's like tied for
that's
four.
That's
crazy.
It's pretty shocking, but I think the biggest shock for me is LNG being second place. I thought, even though they replaced their mid laner, which was FPX Legend.
Scout.
Their mid laner currently is Scout, but their previous mid laner was. Why can't I remember that dude's name? God, what a whiff. This is embarrassing. Doing B. I thought that they would severely regress after losing Doing B, but they have been pretty good this split.
I didn't think that Doing B was crazy.
That guy's nuts.
I didn't think he was like as nuts as he was
They also lost Ale. So
mm-hmm.
I think that was a big part of it. And Ale currently is on EDG, but I thought that I just thought overall, and I think they lost their AD carry as well. I believe it was Light last split, and now it is LP.
LP.
Yeah. And they're getting the LP right now in the LPL. They're one of the more exciting teams to watch though. They're definitely in the top three for teams that I'm going out of my way to watch.
Yeah.
In the LPL.
Yeah, I need to watch more of these games, too. I just want to have a better opinion.
Yeah, I'd like you to have a better opinion too, Dan.
Yeah, it's been tough. Work's been busy.
No, it's okay. I understand. Yeah. This League of Legends shit, it's hard to keep up with. I mean, there's four different leagues. If this was all just under one league, I think we'd be doing pretty good.
Oh, we'd be crushing it.
We'd be crushing. Losers Queue would have gone global by now. We already have. We already have. Thank you for 1,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Finally remembered.
It's been forever.
True.
But thank you. I wouldn't say forever, but it's been a few weeks.
Yeah, I think it's been about a month or so, actually. Mm-hmm. But we're there. Made it. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Should we move forward then from League?
Well, we could hop in the A-Rate report. Bit of a quick one, I think, this week. So, three games.
Let me pull that up.
Three games, three losses. Tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
it's getting rough out here. Danny and I both dropped 60 in the same game, though. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's
almost unheard of.
I thought we were tied at 61. Like as the game ended, but when we got out of game, I had 62 over your 61. So
it's like fuck.
Yeah, you got mm-hmm. gapped in that one, but mm-hmm. you did outstack me in the next game. I was on the Scion, you were on the Seraphine. That was a loss. Mm-hmm. And then the game after that, you were on the Knot. I was on the ship, aka Cork.
Ship. Oh man, did we pop a Poro? We don't have anything.
No, I don't think we popped a single Poro this week. Wait, did we popped one in the first game. We did not pop one in that last game. I could hit a no in that one.
Struggling.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
You have three losses? We had two losses. Is that what you said?
I said two losses. Three games, two losses. I might have said it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
We are still out killing the enemy. 3,255 to 3,048.
Mm-hmm.
We are now at a win rate of 51%, 29 wins, 27 losses. It's getting tough out here. those losses are really creeping up on us.
Uh-huh.
18 poros popped, 38 not popped. That's 32% pop. Mm-hmm. Not great. We could do better. Our total stacks, Dan, why don't you go ahead and say yours?
Let me scroll up to it. Let's see. Total stacks, 1,457.
And I'm at 1,790. And our total together is 3,247.
57.
And just an update on the homie sheet. I don't think a single one of them put in their stacks this week. Did Ian? Ian might have.
Ian probably did.
Yeah, Ian. I think Ian was a part of this.
Ian's about it, so.
Yeah, he's probably going to be the first ever two-time A-Rate MVP. Yeah. The homies in total, which is five homies, they have 1,961 total stacks, and their win-loss is 22 and 13, 62% win rate in 35 games. That's not bad. Gotta get more games in with homies, that's what I'm seeing.
Apparently.
and the difference between Dan and I stacks is
333. What a
number.
Exactly crazy number.
Exactly crazy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty tough week in ARAM though this week.
Yeah.
We
have some time this weekend, I think. Sunday for sure.
Sunday for sure. Saturday
maybe
might be
a little
busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I might be out of town Saturday. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, Dan.
Well, we'll get some games and
you know.
Also that Bard where I played Bard, you played Sep.
Yeah.
And we had like over 60 sacks.
Yeah.
Our team had 102 kills.
Yeah, that was a crazy
game. And the enemy team had 65. We fucking smoked them.
Yeah.
It's crazy
because
I think even in our losses, we tend to outkill our opponents still.
Yeah, I think that's because we usually, I would say at least once every game, it's more often than not for sure, we get to a position where if we were hitting these towers, we would win the game.
I think so.
Yeah. Which, that's fine. You know, whatever. We can't hit him. We know that. We're okay with it.
Yeah, maybe.
We accepted it.
I don't remember if we said it last time that maybe we do one where we don't hit turrets.
You
and
talked
see what
about
happens.
It. You mean where we do hit turrets?
Yeah, yeah.
You talked about it, but I can't. I'm in too
see
deep.
See if we just have like a 100% win ratio.
I don't think we would. But for either way, I'm in too deep. I can't turn back now. I think this play style is permanent for me.
Yeah. I think so.
But anyway, that was the A-Ram report. Pretty quick one. I had fun this week. I think all those games were in one sitting, but that first game was really fun.
Yeah, I think so.
And quick Clash report. I played Clash this week. Game was supposed to play. Flaked. Nothing new. Not shocked.
Yep, sorry.
Happens. Sorry. I get it. Sorry. It's all right. I get it.
Sorry.
We went 2-1, and I'd like to think if Dan was there, we go 3-0. We didn't have a true support player. I was jungling the entire time, and I would like to think that I shot called us to those first two games being a W. I was playing the game perfectly, I would say.
I did watch that last game.
That last one. I feel like I was playing pretty good in that game, too.
I think you guys played very well that game.
Yeah, and we lost. I think there's a few contributing factors to that, but there's no need to go into it. It's over. Happens. Apparently, yep. For second place, you get a skin in your Clash orb now. I don't know if that's new or not, but...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I think that's new, right? So
that's sick.
Pretty cool.
I have no idea.
Yeah, fuck them. What else we got? Media review?
Yeah.
Finally. It's over.
For now.
We can finally wrap up The Last of Us ongoing media review.
Ah, yes.
You got any way to start this off, Dan? What are you feeling on this right now?
It was good overall. The series overall. The last episode, or the last two episodes.
Sure.
Good. I liked. I guess the overall thing that I would say is that I like how much they stuck to the game, but at the same time did their own thing at points. So that's what I had to say about it, you know, for now. I can't wait for the next season though. I want to see how they kind of go from here. You know?
Gotcha. Yeah. I think the show fell off a cliff after the first four episodes for me, and I don't know if it's. I think there's a couple contributing things for me. So I think there's not a lot of use of the infected after the first three episodes. I think.
Yeah, you do
just,
not see a lot
just
of infected.
Looking at it, I don't remember there being a lot of use of the infected. I think this could have done with going for two whole seasons to adapt the first game. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't like that, but their journey feels very quick, whereas in the game it feels like they are out there for forever, which I believe it's supposed to feel that way because they really are out there for a long time. Yeah. I think the relationship between Joel and Ellie should feel a lot closer than it does in the last episode for me.
It doesn't feel as... They definitely don't feel as close as they do in the game.
It feels rather forced to me. I don't know... the way the last episode starts off, it starts off with them... Well, it starts off with a flashback for Ellie or whatever. But when it goes back to them... Joel, when he talks to her, he's trying to be, nice and comforting to her. It comes off really creepy to me. I don't know why. It the way he's, talking to her, it's almost like she's pretty zoned out. And it's after, her very traumatizing past episode. But I don't know why. It's something about the way when he's talking to her, it comes off as, really creepy. She's, realizing that, this guy's, not completely hinged. And, I don't know what it is about it. But anyway, I think if they could have built up these two being kind of a father daughter type thing a bit more throughout the series, I think they could have done a great job doing that with a longer season or two seasons, which I believe that the game director, Neil Druckmann, said that season two, in order to adapt season two, they would need at least two seasons to adapt that. So I'm wondering why he didn't feel like he'd need that for the first game.
I feel like if they did that, it would have been better.
Yes, I personally would have liked it a lot more. I think you never really feel the threat of the infected in this show outside of like the first episode or the second episode, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. And maybe the seventh episode when they get attacked at the mall. But other than that, I mean, I don't think this builds up the world as much as it could have. I don't think the relationship between Joel and Ellie is earned. It feels very forced by the end of it for me. I think the acting is very good in this show.
I agree.
I think it would have been pretty hard for them not be able to like pull this off. And I think that the characters themselves. Like, I think Joel is an intriguing character. I think Ellie's an intriguing character. But I think the way that they arrive at the conclusion of this season is very rushed and feels forced to me. I also feel like the last episode itself is also pretty rushed. Because there's, like, 10 minutes of, like, Joel and Ellie just kind of kicking along. Maybe not even that long. There's, like, a flashback. But they kick along. They get to the city. And then there's a giraffe scene. That's a real giraffe. It looks fake
no
as shit.
No way. We were talking shit about
that. No joke.
That.
I saw it on Twitter after the fact. They got a real giraffe and everything around it is fake. I'm not kidding. And besides
Did
Joel
I say
and Ellie,
it was real?
I think you jokingly were like, no, that's real. Because me, Bobby, and I were like, that looks rough. It was real the whole time.
Maybe the real one was cheaper than making it.
It must have been. So, my bad, but... at the same time, it in this episode, they go from there, and then, like, 5 minutes later, Joel is killing everyone in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And it's
absolutely a fucking shooter moment, like...
True, but, like I'm saying, like, it just gets to it too quick, man. They need this... I think this is the shortest episode of the season as well.
Which is also
episode.
Really fucking weird.
Such a whiff. They gotta let it build up more.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm going on a
rip a Band-Aid off kind of thing.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't love this though, not entirely. Left a lot
overall,
to be desired.
What were your thoughts?
Overall, I do think that it would have been serviced better by a extra season for the first game. I'm still looking forward to the second game being adapted, especially if it's two seasons. I think that. Will do it very good. I think at the beginning they started off with flashbacks to like before the apocalypse, and then they stopped doing that. I really like those. They stopped them almost immediately after that.
Give me more of that.
I'd like more of that. But overall, I find this forgetful, and not something I really cared for.
I think
there's a reason this was a video game. It didn't fit in 9 episodes, and I don't think they should have tried to fit it in 9 episodes. Basically, I think that's the best way I can say my feelings about the game or about this show.
You know, maybe it felt so much longer because, you know, you had to play through those scenes where they were, you know, going through, and it really was, It felt longer,
yeah,
in terms of, you know, gameplay and stuff. But in reality, you know, it's moving that quick doesn't seem like too crazy.
I mean,
sorry,
you're good. I'm gonna look up how long the campaign for The Last of Us is.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Because I feel like it's about 15 hours-ish, 15, 16 some hours. So it's like 15 hours to complete the main campaign. And that's obviously varying on difficulty. But I feel like trying to squish 15 hours of content into 10 hours shouldn't be impossible. But I also feel like they missed out on a lot of stuff in this.
Yeah.
They definitely covered the main points. I mean, really, the infected are just a non-factor outside of the first. It's
literally completely absent.
They have to sneak around infected or people throughout the entire game, and it doesn't happen very often in the show. And I know maybe it could get repetitive in the show, but they do it like once in the show. And
maybe
twice, actually.
Yeah, maybe twice.
In the seventh episode, I believe they do it a little bit more, but
yeah.
I don't know. It didn't do a whole lot for me, and I probably will never rewatch it personally, because I now know what happens twice over. and I think that they executed this much worse than the game did.
Yeah.
And I think it's totally fine to just leave games as is. I don't think I get the appeal of doing like a live action adaptation of something like this, but at the same time, I think it's so clear that the game does everything that this show wanted to do better, and it's just fine. I mean, the only barrier is that this one is available to a larger audience.
You know, it's a lot easier to watch something than to play something.
True. You could watch something on YouTube, though. You could watch a whole playthrough for The Last of Us game on YouTube for free.
True.
Some people might have paid for HBO Max for this. Yikes.
You think anyone watched through on YouTube?
What, a playthrough?
Yeah.
Like, after seeing this?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'd like to think at least someone did, right?
Maybe I'll watch one.
There you go. you have any other thoughts on this?
I do agree with your points. But I think that I think overall they did a good job, and they kind of whiffed in a couple different areas, but I still really liked it. I think that they did the game justice, you know. Maybe not, like I said, they whiffed on a couple things, so maybe not as much as much justice as it needed,
like.
But
I think doing something justice means you did it right. I mean, you're entitled to that opinion. I ain't got a problem with it.
I mean, I do think that they did it right. However, like, in doing it right, it was kind of rushed. So, I think if they gave it even like
one
like
more
two
episode,
or three more
two
episodes,
or three more. Sure,
yeah,
make it a 12 episode series.
Yeah, and then bada bing, bada boom. Then you know it's like right there.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, two seasons definitely didn't have to exist, but
yeah, I don't think
they wanted to make it 14 episodes and cut it in half and span it over two seasons, or like a part season and then a mid season, like, and then like back to the season, like they could have. I don't know. More. I think it needed more.
Yeah, it was
regardless of if it's another season or not.
I don't think it needed another season.
Sure.
Necessarily. I think if anything it needed you know, one, two, three more episodes.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Let's give the first season of Last of Us a rating.
You go ahead and go first.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Okay. I am giving this... I really like those first three episodes. Three or four episodes. But they really lose me in this back half. I'm going to give it like a 5. 4.5 to 5.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing really carried this for me in the back half of it. The first episode was good, but not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will hope that the next season is better, whenever that comes out. Probably 5 years from now, something like that.
Fucking literally. I'm excited for. I am very excited for the next season.
Yeah.
See if it ends up being better.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, the game, the second game, I think it had. Kind of mixed reviews from people, it seemed like.
Definitely. Very divisive game.
Yeah, so So I guess we're going to have to see what they do and how people feel about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah. That you want anything else on that? Or
no,
I think that's
no,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend this to somebody, to people?
You know,
folks?
I actually have a coworker who was like telling me he was like thinking he wants to watch it. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't think it's worth it. I have been actively telling people I don't think it's that worth it. And I hope I don't come off as a hater because I really wanted to like this. I mm-hmm. love post-apocalyptic stuff and zombie stuff, but...
And Last of Us.
And The Last of Us. Yeah, I really like this IP, but it just didn't do it for me. I didn't think it was good. I think, like I said, I think sometimes games can just be games.
uh-huh.
And they don't need an adaptation. I think this one got a lot of...
I think this one got a lot of critical acclaim
as well.
That they have tried to do adaptations for, and it just...
I mean, the best ones do, by far. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But with that being said, we didn't shout out the socials.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah,
@LujikiPod
and MySpace, same thing.
Apple Podcasts
and Apple Music, album soon.
Spotify,
album soon.
Sads, mads, glads,
bads.
To
Losers Keep Podcast.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. One last thing, Dan. How was that dinner with Jack Black? Or Jackson Black, sorry.
Jackson Black.
Yeah,
he's good.
You said, okay. How'd it go? Was he over for a while?
Yeah. He hung out a little bit, yeah.
Is he a stay after dinner type of guy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a homie, so I'd be surprised if he left.
Right.
You know,
he was surprised.
Yeah.
He'd leave and you'd just be like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see that coming.
Unless, you know, unless he was busy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's not on tour right now, so.
Right.
Or starring in any hit films, so, you know.
Isn't he in the Mario movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think he's going to take you to the opening or the premiere of that? Or are you guys not that good of friends? Just like friends, not like...
We are, but that's more of a work thing for him.
Oh,
than,
okay. So he doesn't really take you to like work things.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I wouldn't take Jackson Black to work things, so...
So you wouldn't take Jackson Black to work with you? Like, if he was like, let me come to work with you.
Like, I mean...
No, Jackson.
Sure.
Oh, okay, so now you would.
If,
Yeah.
If he asked,
uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, that's his work. I'm not gonna intrude if I don't have to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's very respectful of you, Dan.
Yeah, I'm a homie.
Yeah.
And Jackson Black is also a homie.
Just to reiterate, you and Jackson Black are friends.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'll add him in the tweet. He'll respond.
Definitely.
Well, actually, he might not. He doesn't go on Twitter very often.
No, okay,
so.
Okay. So if he doesn't respond, it's just because he doesn't really go on Twitter very often, huh?
Yeah, busy.
Okay.
I'll give him a heads up, but, you know, he's got work stuff going on, so.
Do you think I'll ever get to meet Jackson Black?
Like, you know,
can,
if
can
it,
you
if,
can you set this up for us, or?
I don't know. That sounds kind of weird.
What do you mean? He's like a celebrity. Is it weird to want to meet a celebrity?
Maybe if we're all hanging out. I mean... If I'm setting it up, it's like a meet and greet.
Yeah, I'd like to meet and greet Jackson Black.
No. This is like a friend thing, you know. You won't get it.
What if can I be friends with Jackson Black?
Listen, if we're hanging out and
yeah,
and Jackson's like, hey, yeah, what are you doing? You want to hang out? And I'm like, hey, I'm over at my buddy's house. I mean, you can come by if you want. Then,
yeah. Okay.
You know, it's up to him if he wants.
He gets
to swing
like
by,
an invite, and he could swing by.
Yeah. As long as you're okay with it.
Yeah,
know?
Of course, yeah.
I'm not just going to invite anyone.
I mean, he was
out
in School of Rock, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he can come to my house whenever. I don't care. Jack Black shows up. I'm like, dude, you were in School of Rock. Come in.
Uh-huh.
That's my first thought. No joke. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I used to watch it.
Every day.
a surprising amount.
Every day, every single day. Let's just say every day.
I wouldn't say every day.
Every
but a
day
surprising
until
amount.
The day you met Jackson Black, and then you stopped watching it, right?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Let's wrap this shit up.
Let's wrap it up. I'm just glad we got to talk about Jackson a little bit. You think it's cool too. If I call him Jackson?
I'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, this was Lucius Q.
It was.
You were Dan.
I was
Matt.
He's Hugh.
Goodbye.